Let's read a few passages.
第一处，我们看约伯记。
First is in Job.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
约伯记第五章第十七节。
Job 5 verse 17.
弟兄姊妹都翻到了啊，我来念好了。
Brothers and sisters, after you have found the place, allow me to read it to you.
神所真挚的人是有福的，所以你们不可轻看全能者的管教。因为他打破
Verse 18.
又残酷，他击伤用手医治你，六次遭难他必救你，就是七次灾祸也无法害你，在饥荒中他必救你脱离死亡，在征战中他必救你脱离刀剑的权力。
We just read verses 17 to 20.
神所拯救的人是有福的，不要轻看全能者的管教。
Behold, happy is the man whom God corrects, therefore do not despise the chastening of the Almighty.
以赛亚书第二十六章。
Isaiah chapter 26.
这也是以赛亚的一个祷告。
And this is one of Isaiah's prayers.
但愿也能够成为我们的祷告。
Let it also be one of our prayers.
第八节。
Verse 8.
耶和华，我们在你审判的路上等候你。这个审判就是神的管教，就是神的整治。
Yes, in the way of your judgments, O Lord, we have waited for you. This judgment is God's correction, God's chastening.
你来管教我们，来整治我们。
He comes to chasten us, He comes to correct us.
耶和华，我们在你审判的路上等候你。我们心里所羡慕的是你的名，就是你可纪念的名。
O Lord, we have waited for you. The desire of our soul is for your name and for the remembrance of you.
让你的名在我身上得着荣耀，得着称颂。
So that your name will be glorified and be praised in me.
夜间我心中羡慕你，我里面的灵切切地寻求你。
Verse 9, with my soul I have desired you in the night. Yes, by my spirit within me, I will seek you early.
他寻求什么？
What does he see?
他羡慕什么？
What is that he longs for?
他说羡慕的耶和华的荣美能够归在他的身上。
What he desires is the beauty of the Lord will rest upon him.
让他能够像我们的主一样，刚刚诗歌所唱的。
So that he will be like our Lord, just as the hymn we just sang.
因为你在世上行审判的时候，地上的居民就学习公义。
For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness.
好，我们来念新约。
Now we'll read a few passages in New Testament.
约翰福音第十二章。
John chapter 12.
我们很熟的一段经文。
The passage we're so familiar with.
请姊妹给我念好了。第二十三到二十六，二十三到二十六。
The Gospel according to John chapter 12, verse 23 to 26. But Jesus answered them, saying, The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Most assuredly I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. He who loves his life will lose it.And he who hates his life in this world will keep it for eternal life. If anyone serves me, let him follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. If anyone serves me, him my Father will honor.
我们再来看一处哥林多后书。
Another passage is in 2 Corinthians.
第四章。
Chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
哥林多后书第四章第十节，身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我的身上，我们身上，因为我们这活着的人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我这必死的身上显明出来。这样看来，死是在我们身上发动，生却在你们身上发动，但我们既有信心，正如经上记着说，我因信所以如此说话，我们也信所以也说话。第十四节。
Verse 14.
自己知道那叫主耶稣复活的，也必叫我们与耶稣一同的复活，并且叫我们与你们一同站在他面前。第十五节。
Verse 15.
凡事都是为你们好，叫恩惠因人多越发的加增，感谢格外的显多，以致荣耀归于神。我想这里第十五节的翻译，我们应当这样翻译比较好一些，更合乎保罗的心意。
I think verse 15's translation should be this way, which accords more of the heart of Paul.
凡事都是为你们好。
That is, all things are for your sakes.
叫更多的人能够蒙恩。
So that more people will receive grace.
以至于这些蒙恩的人呢，他们就格外的感谢。
So that those who have received grace will cause more thanksgiving to abound.
所以蒙恩的人越多，那个感谢也越显得多。
So the more people who receive grace, the more thanksgiving you will be.
所以呢，荣耀就归于神。
And this will cause all the glory to be given to God.
好，我们最后我们再看一处吧。今天多看几处圣经。
We'll read a few more passages, and then, but the very last one is.
哥林多后书十三章，我们上次念过。
Second Corinthians chapter 13, which we read the last time.
我们念第三节。
Verse 3.
你们既然寻求基督在我里面说话的凭据，我必不宽容，因为基督在你们身上不是软弱的，在你们里面是有大能的。他因着软弱被钉在十字架上，
Verse 4.
却因神的大能忍耐活着。我们也是这样，同他软弱，这个同他软弱就是同他一起钉十字架的意思。
Verse 4 says, For we also are weak in him, that means we are crucified together with him.
因为第四节他说我们他因软弱被钉在十字架上。
Because in verse 4, in the beginning it says, Christin weakness was crucified.
所以我们也是这样，同他软弱，同他一起钉十字架。
So we also are weak in him, together crucified with him.
但因神向你们所显的大能，也必与他同活。
But we shall live with him by the power of God towards you.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
You have bowed, please let's have a word of prayer.
父啊，我们清晨的早晨，我们就来到你宝座的跟前。
Father, on this morning we come before your throne.
我们应当把感谢为祭来献给你。
We should offer to you the sacrifices of praises.
我们应当感谢，称你伟大。
We should be thankful and magnify you.
这就荣耀我们的主。
And this will glorify our Lord.
主啊，我们真是应当感谢。
Oh Lord, truly we want to be thankful.
因为我们今天成了何等的人。
Because what kind of people we have become of,
都是你的恩造成的。
It is all through your grace.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
我们在基督里面都是由于你。
It is you that we are in Christ.
你叫他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎。
And you have made him our righteousness, sanctification, and our wisdom.
我们要夸口的，就只做主。我们来夸口。
He who glorifies should He who glories should glory in the Lord.
我们对着自己，我们没有什么可夸口的。
There is nothing we can boast of ourselves.
我们要夸的就是自己的软弱。
What we boast of is our own weakness.
主，今天我们在这里一起的仰望你讲道的翻译的。
Lord, together we commit everybody to you, he who speaks and those who hear.
主，愿你的能力覆庇我们。
Oh Lord, may your power come upon us.
你的能力在人的软弱上显得完全。
Because your power is made perfect in man's weakness.
所以我们一起等候你，一起仰望你。
So Lord, together we wait for you, we look unto you.
我们把所有在座的每一位年轻的、年长的、年老的弟兄姊妹都带到恩主的跟前。
And also we bring everyone in the assembly, young and old, before you.
我们不但在这里一起的敬拜赞美我们的父神，敬拜这位万军的耶和华。
Not only do we praise and thank you, the Lord, the Lord of hosts.
我们也乘坐一个谦卑的灵，我们在这里聆听你自己的话。
But also with a humble heart, we want to listen to your voice.
愿我们深愿和深愿都能够响应。
So that the deep will call upon deep.
主，愿特别是把你的仆人交在主的手中。
Oh Lord, especially we commit our servant into your hands.
愿我们的主与他的灵能够同在。
May our Lord be with his spirit.
所以他的灵就活泼。
So that his spirit will be quickened.
他的灵就释放。
His spirit will be released.
他的灵就刚强。
His spirit will be strong.
他的灵就有能力。
And his spirit is powerful.
我们一起仰望你，等候你。
Oh Lord, we wait for you and we just commit this to you.
荣耀都归给你。
To you be all the glory.
祝福归给你的百姓。
And blessings to your people.
主，让饥饿的得到饱足。
Lord, so that the hungry will be fed.
富足的让他们空手回去。
But the wealthy shall return in empty hands.
我们将祷告仰望等候是耶稣基督的名。
We pray and we wait for you. We simply look unto you in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，我想今天我还是同弟兄姊妹来交通。以基督耶稣的心为心，应该这是第三讲。
Today I would like to continue to fellowship on this very theme. Let this mind be in you, which also was in Christ Jesus. I believe this is our third sharing.
我想这段经文就是在腓立比书第二章第五节。
And this is from Philippians chapter 2, verse 5.
我们知道保罗何等的盼望腓立比的教会、腓立比的圣徒。他们都有基督耶稣的那一颗心。
We know how Paul desired that all the Philippian brethren would have the mind which was also in Christ Jesus.
只有他们有这样一颗心。
As long as they had this kind of mind.
哥林多教会一些问题、一些难处就得到解决。
All the problems and issues in the Philippian church will be resolved.
他们就能够同心合意。
And they would have the same mind.
他们就能说一样的话。
They would speak the same things.
他们就能一心一意彼此相合。
They would be perfectly joined together in the same spirit, same judgment.
他们中间就不会纷争，不会嫉妒，不会结党。
There would be no selfish ambitions, no divisions.
他们中间就不会发怨言，不会有争论。
No disputes, nor any complaints.
他们中间就能够爱心相同，意念相同，一样的心思。一样的意念。
They would have the same mind, maintain the same name, same love. They would be united in one spirit, and they would be intent on one purpose.
他们就能够同样的有一个魂，同样的魂。
And also, they would have the same soul.
只有他们有了基督的心，才能够这些问题能够解决。
And this could only happen when they have the same mind, soul to be able to solve all the problems.
所以弟兄姊妹，我上次同弟兄姊妹解释过什么是基督的心。
And last time I explained to you what is the mind of Christ.
基督的心就是谦卑、温柔、顺服。
That is humility, gentleness, and obedience.
基督的心就是倒空自己、舍去自己、否定自己、没有自己。
The mind of Christ is to empty himself, to deny himself, to disown himself, having nothing of himself.
他将卑将卑成为奴仆的一个形象。
Our Christ humbled and humbled again, and to take the form of a bond slave.
他不是为自己，是为着我们。
He's not for himself, he is all for us.
他是将卑自己。
He humbled himself.
成为奴仆。
to become a bond slave.
他愿意洗门徒的脚。
And he was willing to wash the saints feet.
他来不是受人的服侍，是来服侍人的，并且舍命做众人的赎价。
He came not to serve, but to be served, but to serve. And also he became the redemption for all people.
他是那样的温柔，柔和。
He is so gentle.
这个柔和的意思就是他能够放弃他所有的权益，所有的当有的权利。
That means he forgoes all his rightful privileges.
顺服以至于死在十字架上。
And he became obedient to the point of death, even death on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，这就是基督的心。
Brothers and sisters, this is the mind of Christ.
保罗盼望腓立比的教会圣徒都有这样一个心。
And Paul desired that all the Philippian saints would have this kind of mind.
他们中间就不会有人贪图虚浮的荣耀。
So that there would be no empty conceit among them.
他们中间就没有人会的自高自大，看自己比别人强。
Nor would there be people who are so conceited, esteeming themselves higher than others.
他们中间就没有人只顾自己的事，不顾别人的事。
So among them, there would be things like this. They concern themselves about their own business, not about others.
我上次讲了，这是非常难、非常难的一件事。
Also, I mentioned last time, this is an extremely difficult thing.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们已经习惯地活在自己的里面。
Because we're so used to living ourselves.
我们很自然地凭着自己而活。
It's so natural. We just live by our own means.
我们就是非常的深、非常的长的时间，我们是活在自己里面，凭着自己而活，为着自己而活，因着自己而活。
It's been so long that we have always lived in ourselves.By ourselves and for ourselves.
我们要离开脱离自己，这是难上加难的事。
So to be away from ourselves, this is extremely difficult.
我们脱离世界，脱离罪，可能比我们脱离自己还要容易一点。
It seems to be rid of sin or the world in us. It seems that it should be easier.Than to try to get rid of the very self.
因为时间太长了，太深了，太自然了，太习惯了。
Because it has been so long, so natural, and we have been so used to our very own selves.
我们不要说别的事。
Well, we don't have to mention other things.
连我们今天在那里做些属灵的事。
Even today, as we are trying to perform some spiritual work,
我们读经也好。
Whether it's our studying the Bible,
我们祷告也好
our praying,
我们侍奉也好
our service,
甚至连我们讲道也好
or even when we are sermonizing,
多少时候我们很容易落在自己的里面
How often, how easily we simply fall into our very own self.
我们很习惯地掉在自己的里面
We are so used to falling into our very own self.
我们用自己的心思，从自己的意念
From our very thought, from our very intent.
我们用自己的意志，我们用自己的情感。
With our own will, with our own emotions.
用我们自己的热心。
With our own zeal.
用我们的方法，用我们自己的智慧，用我们的聪明。
With our own understanding, with our own ways, with our own intelligence.
在做所谓的属灵的事。
And we're doing all the so-called spiritual things.
弟兄姊妹，这是今天在基督教里面太普遍了。
Brothers and sisters, this is so prevalent among all today's Christian world.
甚至都算是我们属灵的追求，属灵的追求，追求到结果成为一个属灵的骄傲的人。
Even to the point that we are pursuing spirituality, and then we become a very proud man.
今天基督教中太多那些属灵骄傲的人。
And today in Christianity, there are so many so-called spiritual proud men.
达比曾经讲一句话。
And Darby once said this.
他说我们这个最难死的仇敌就是那个属灵的骄傲。
The greatest enemy which is hard to be put to death is our spiritual pride.
我们最后死的一个仇敌也是那个属灵的骄傲。
And the very last enemy who would die is also our spiritual pride.
弟兄姊妹，这就你看到我们是何等的习惯自然的活在自己的里面。
So this, brothers and sisters, you see how we are so used to living in our very own selves.
主耶稣说我是葡萄树你们是枝子
The Lord Jesus says that I am the vine, you are the branches.
你们要藏在我的里面我就藏在你的里面
Abide in me and I in you.
这个枝子就都结果子
And then the branch will bear much fruit.
离了我你们就什么都不能做
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
离了我你们就什么都不能做
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣什么意思？
Brothers and sisters, what does Lord Jesus
mean? 什么意思？说离开我，你们什么都不能做。
What does he mean that apart from me, you can do nothing?
但是今天我们看见基督教里面有许多许多所谓的圣工，都是离开了主在那里做的。
As we look into today's Christian world, we could see so many so-called Holy works are being done apart from Christ.
都是离开圣灵在那里做的。
Apart from the Holy Spirit.
都是离开神在那里做的。
They have been performed apart from God.
都是离开基督在那里做的。
And apart from Christ.
是离开三一神在那里做的。
They're done apart from the triune God.
他们一样做很大很伟大的事。
They have performed so tremendously great matters.
能做很多轰轰烈烈的事。
So many extremely outstanding work.
就好像巴比塔一样的被建造起来，被建造又高又高又高又大。
Just like the Tower of Babel was being built so tall and lofty.
但是他们说用的都是自然的。
But what they used was from
巴比塔就是用砖用瓦，都是用土用火烧成的那个天然的，造成那个巴比塔又高又大。
But they use the natural material. They use the bricks the mortar through fire, baked through fire, and they build this tall building.
所以主耶稣说：“你们离了我，什么都不能做，怎么会不能做呢？你看看有多少的事做成功了，人看来很有成就，很伟大。”
Even though the Lord Jesus says that apart from me you can do nothing, but we see so many things people have done great and wonderful.
弟兄姊妹，主耶稣的意思什么意思？
Then what does the Lord Jesus mean?
你们所有做的离开我做的事都是死的。
Anything that's done apart from me is considered dead.
不要说是做坏的事是死的，你连做些所谓的属灵的事也都是死的。
Not to mention that those evil things are considered dead in the sight of God, but even those spiritual things are dead apart from God.
是不被纪念的。
They won't be remembered.
是没有价值的。
Without any value.
不能存到永远的。
Cannot endure forever.
都是草木和屑的。
They're all wood and hay and stubble.
一震动就震动过去了。
Once it's shaken, it's over.
火一烧就烧完了。
Once it's been put through fire, it's
consumed. 没有一点点价值，一点不算数的。
Nothing is worthy, cannot be remembered.
离了我，你们什么都不能做。
Apart from me, you can do nothing.
所以为什么保罗劝提摩太在提摩太前书第六章
That is why Paul admonishes Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 6.
他说你们这些属灵的人要逃避这些事。
You men of God flee from these things.
要追求公义、金钱、信心、爱心、温柔、忍耐。
Pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, and peace.And gentleness.
接下来他说你们要为真道打美好的胜仗
And he continues to say the fight the good fight of faith.
你们要持守永生你们是为此蒙召的
Lay hold on the eternal life to which you are called.
持定永生
Lay hold on eternal life.
哎呀你弟兄姊妹你知道这句话在提摩太的前书后书第多书最少提过五次到六次
Brothers and sisters, do you know this very verse lay hold on eternal life has been mentioned at least five times in 1st, 2nd, Timothy and Titus
提摩太前书两次
Twice in 1st Timothy
提摩太后书两次
Twice in 2nd Timothy
第多书一次
And once in Timothy
为什么保罗在说你们要持定那一个永生持定那一个真正的生命你们要持定那神的生命
Why is it Paul says this time again lay hold on hold fast to this life eternal life the life of God
你们要持定那三一神的那个生命
lay hold on the very life of the triune God
这意思就是说你们离了我们的主你们就什么都不能做
This is what Jesus says apart from Christ You can do nothing.
就出于这个真正的生命的才有价值。
that which really comes from the true life has true meaning.
就出于这真正生命的才是活的。
That which comes from this life is living.
所有不是出于这个生命的都是死的。
Anything that's not from this life is dead.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你就明白主耶稣说：“你们离了我，什么都不能做。”
Beloved, now you understand what the Lord means. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
今天神的儿女，我们在日常生活中。
Today, God's children, in our daily living,
你在家庭的生活中,
in your family life,
在婚姻的生活中,
in your marital life,
在教会的生活中,
in church life,
弟兄姊妹, 你们不是, 我们若不是出于哪一个真正生命的, 无论是你的话也好, 无论是你的行为也好, 无论是你做什么也好, 这都是没有价值的。
Anything that's not from the true life, whether it's your word, your works, it's meaningless.
要吃定那真正的生命。
So lay hold on that eternal life.
你们是为此蒙召的。
And to this you're called.
你们蒙召就是为了那真正生命的。
You're called for this very reason, for this very true life.
让你们一生都活在这个生命的里面。
Let your old life live in this life.
你们这一生所讲的、所说的、所行的，都是出于圣灵、出于圣灵、出于基督、出于神的。
Let all you think, all you're doing, all your life come from the Holy Spirit, from Christ, from God.
不是出于你们魂的,
it's not from your soul.
不是出于你自己天然的,
not from your natural being.
不是出于你这个旧人的,
not from your old man.
不是出于你这个亚当的,
not from your Adam.
是出于那个新造的基督里面的,
but from that new creation in Christ Jesus.
离了我什么都不能做,
apart from me, you can do nothing.
哎呀, 弟兄姊妹, 所以我刚刚讲的,
Beloved, I just said this.
这是太难的一件事。
This is extremely difficult.
我再说，因为这个时间太长了，太深了，这个太习惯了，太自然了。
Let me say it again. It simply has been too long and too natural, too deep for us, just being living in our very own self.
并且在这个社会，我上次讲过，在这个社会，在这个时代都没了，更难了。
Especially I mentioned that in the very end of this age, it's even more difficult.
整个那个大的环境,
in this overall environment,
整个社会的风气,
and all the society's course,
整个在学校里面的教育,
and all the education at school,
都是教导我们、教育我们、培植我们的己。
They all cultivate, they all teach us about our very own selves.
我们 self-esteem, 我们要尊重自己。
We have to have this self-esteem.
Elevation of self, 我们要把自己提高起来。
And also the elevating of ourselves.
我们要爱惜自己,
we have to cherish
要看重自己,
ourselves, to esteem ourselves,
要珍惜自己,
to cherish ourselves.
弟兄姊妹, 这是今天社会上的教育,
brothers and sisters, this is today's worldly education.
连今天的基督教, 这个最时代的话的那个基督教, 也是一样这样的教导。
Even today's modern Christian education does the same thing.
我前几天看见报纸,
and just a few days ago, I was reading the newspaper.
我看了又看, 我简直不大相信。
And I read that news over and over again. I couldn't believe it.
在我们纽约新南部的一个教会,
in South Jersey, at a church.
他们有一个什么儿童的什么所谓的节目吧, 不是, it's a program 吧。
They have some children programs.
几天以后,
now, a few days later,
他们完美的结束了。
And the news says that the whole program was finished wonderfully in a few days.
他们觉得很满意，很有成就。
They were so satisfied that they felt they achieved a lot.
里面有一句话,
and there was one saying,
他怎么教导这些儿童的?
How did they teach all the children?
八个字。
And it said in eight words.
这个八个字我看了又看，看了又看，我想我没有看错。
And I read these eight words over and over again.
这个八个字什么字呢?
What are these eight words?
要爱己,
love yourself,
爱人,
and love man.
要靠己, 靠神,
you have to depend on yourself and then depend on God.
爱己, 爱人,
you love yourself and you love man.
靠己, 靠神,
you lean on yourselves and also lean on God.
这是今天他们教育儿童，这是教会啊，教育儿童的一个结论。
And this is the conclusion of all the education at a church.
我想我没看错。
I don't believe I read it wrong.
我也没，我也不相信他们是印错了。
And I don't believe this is a typo.
这就是今天基督教教导孩子的。
This is how today's Christianity teaches.
第一就是要爱自己。
First, love yourself.
第一就是要靠自己。
First, depend on yourself.
然后呢，爱人。
And then you love others.
当然是爱神了。第二是。
And again, you all, and of course, you love God.
然后呢，靠神了。
Now, then you depend on God.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you
see it? 这是这个时代。
This is this
age. 你要舍掉自己，否认自己，倒空自己，没有自己，有多难？
To deny yourself, to disown yourself, to empty yourself without yourself, how difficult this is.
今天连最受人欢迎的那些传道人。
Today, even among those most popular preachers.
那些最受欢迎的教会。
Most popular churches.
上千上万人的那个大的教会。
With members of thousand people.
他们在讲台上所讲的也是注重在这一方面的。
The sermons at their pulpit say the same thing, emphasize the same thing.
前几天你看见报纸吗？
Now, have you read the news just a few days ago?
它的标题是靠着神，这个赚钱的人 make money， 这个靠着神赚钱的人。
The headline is how to make money by through God.
精神上的扒手，扒手三只手。
And a spiritual thief.
能够把你口袋里的钱 都掏光的。
You can pocket all your money.
我知道，我们知道这个传道人他也写了个名字，这个教会叫昌盛教会，就是 Prosperity Gospel Church.
And this church is called the Prosperity Gospel Church.
全球有三十多万，三十多万的会员呢、
They have 300.
36万不三十八万的会员。
They have 360 or 380,000 members all over the world.
他们每一年的奉献的收入就是一亿呀、八个零，八个零。
Every year their donation is 100 million. $1 million, right?
1亿。
100 million.
对对，这个哇不得了。
哇 ，amazing, isn't it?
他说神知道钱在哪里。
Because they say God knows where the money is.
神能够把这个钱给你。
God is able to give the money to you.
这个传道人叫 Copeland， 这是夫妻上当啊，这个夫妻两个人配当的。
The church is being ministered by a couple, Mr. And Mrs. Copeland.
每天早上七点钟 ，Channel 9大概已经有十几年、二十年都有他的节目。
They have been broadcast in Channel 9 every morning at 9 o'clock, and
七点钟
7 o'clock has been over 10 years.
差不多也一二十年了。
About 10 or 20 years.
他说：“你看我。”
And he says, "Look at me."
你看神多祝福我。
See how God has blessed me.
为什么？
Why?
他说：“你看我有私人的飞机。”
Because you see, I have my own personal jet.
我有豪华的车子。
I have magnificent cars.
我有豪华的房子。
Wonderful houses.
哎呀，我有非常这个豪华的享受生活。
I have such a luxurious life for me to enjoy.
他的姊妹说我有最名贵的背包。
And his wife says I have the most expensive.
我有最大的钻石价值。
And the biggest diamond ring.
神祝福我。
God has blessed me.
为什么？
Why?
我遵循他的旨意。
Because I do his will.
什么旨意？
What will?
奉献，奉献。
Just to contribute money and money.
你叫奉献。
As long as you offer financially,
神要一百倍的还给你。
God will repay you back hundredfold.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，这是今天的最现代的基督教的教导。
Brothers and sisters, see, this is the most modern Christian education.
都是为着自己。
It's all for yourself.
为着自己的享受。
For your enjoyment.
为着自己的蒙福。
For your own blessing.
为着自己那个蒙恩。
So that you could be blessed.
这就是我们的信仰，我们的追求。
And this is our belief, and this is our pursuit.
难怪有很多不信人说，你们基督教是这个宗教是最自私、最自利的一个宗教。基督徒。
No, No wonder non-believers would say that you, Christianity, is the most selfish, most self-centered teaching.
最自私自利的基督徒。
The most selfish, self-centered.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，他们把基督教整个都搞混了，玷污了。
They have defiled the whole Christianity.
这是我们的信仰吗？
Is this our belief?
这是我们的追求吗？
Is this our pursuit?
今天没有时间同基督教中，最近还有一个又出来一个这个传道的明星呢。
Today I don't have much time to share with you on another star preacher.
是新加坡的一个很年轻的传道人。
It's a very young preacher from Singapore.
哎呀，也是上千上万的。教徒他的教堂
Again, the church has thousands upon thousands of members.
在新加坡都是韩国人
And in Singapore, and all the members are Korean.
他一连串的讲什么
And he,
一连串讲恩典和律法
He has this whole series of sermons about the law and grace.
我没有时间同弟兄姊妹来分辨
I do not have time to dissect the sermon together with you.
大同小异就是我刚刚以上所讲的这些道理
But in general, it's just what I said before.
今天我们在恩典的底下。
Today we're in grace.
我们不在律法底下。
We're no longer under law.
他用生命记第二十八章。
So he uses Deuteronomy chapter 28.
前面十三节。
And the first 13 verses.
我们知道这个十三节都讲神的祝福。
And we know the very passage speaks of the blessings of God.
都是地上的祝福。
All the earthly blessings.
他后面没有提五十五节都讲咒诅。
But he does not mention that starting verse 55, God speaks of the curses.
他说今天我们都是在神祝福底下，不在咒诅底下。
And he said today we are all under God's blessings, no longer under His curses.
没有什么所种的要收。要种什么，要收什么。
There's no such a thing. You reap what you sow.
他说你心里面你找不到一些圣经是讲你要收要种的是什么，收的是什么。
He says in New Testament there is not such a verse saying you reap what you sow.
他说这是旧约。
This is the Old Testament.
这是在律法底下。
It's under law.
神要咒诅你。
God would curse you.
你种什么，你有一天你要收什么。
You reap what you sow.
感谢神，他说十字架上已经担当了我们的一切所种的，应当我们受的，主耶稣都收去了。
But he says, thank God on the cross, whatever we are supposed to reap, Jesus Christ has done that for us. He has reaped it all.
他讲了耶利米书第三十一章。
And also Jeremiah 31.
他说过去是父亲吃了酸葡萄，他的儿子的牙齿都要酸倒，对不对
？It says that the father.Eat the sour grapes and the children's teeth would be set on edge.
不但你种了，你要收，连你的子孙三四代都要收啊！你所种的东西啊。
So he's saying that not only you reap what you sow, but even your children to the third and fourth generation will reap it.
今天在恩典时代没有了。
And he says no, under today's grace.
耶利米书第三十一章那个新约，他说新约就是恩典的约。最后他怎么讲？他说我不在，我赦免。饶恕你们一切的罪孽，我不再纪念你们的罪恶。No more, no more, no more， 讲了三遍。No more, no more, no more。
So he says that today in the New Testament is the Testament of grace. So God says no more, no more three times, has saying that no more I will remember your lawless works. No more I will remember your sins.
所以他说你心愿里面找不到种的什么呀，收的是什么？我们不会收的。
So he says in New Testament you will never find any verses saying you reap what you sow. We
我们收的
reap anything.
我们收的就是恩典，就是祝福。
What we reap is grace, is blessings.
哎呀，你听的也很喜欢听啊，这些道。
And you hear all this with a joy.
所以吸引了上千上万人，就是听一天到晚就听这些道啊。
So millions and millions of people, day and day, they just listen to this kind of sermon.
你只要躺在这个恩典上。
Just lie in grace.
神什么都不要求你，什么都没有条件。
Everything is unconditional. God would have no demands on you.
都是 free lunch.
Everything is free lunch.
他说世界上没有 free lunch， 在基督里面都是 free lunch.
And the preacher says, even though in this world there is no free lunch, but in Christ there is free lunch.
弟兄姊妹，我问你
，Brothers and sisters, let me ask you，
新约里面有没有种的是什么，收的是什么
？In New Testament, is there such a verse saying you reap what you sow？
当然，我们马上就想到加拉太书第六章第六节，他也讲了，他说你们一定会说怎么没有？加拉太书第六章第六节，你们去看一看。
And we, right away we think, well, Galatians 6:6. And even the preacher said, yes, in Galatians 6:6 it does say so.
他就是标榜自己圣经还蛮熟的。
He shows that he knows his Bible well.
他没有乱讲。
但是你们一定要从加拉太，但是你知道加拉太书是在那里讲什么的？ But do you know Galatians 6:6? What is it talking about?
弟兄姊妹，我们今天来看看加拉太书第六章第六节。
So brothers and sisters, let's consider Galatians 6:6.
今天你要知道，今天你不好好的读圣经啊，你很容易受这方面的迷惑，很会叫你 confuse。
You got to know this. Today, if you do not study, know your Bible well, you will be so easily deceived.
Satan 常常用神的话。
Because Satan always uses God's word.
你看主耶稣在旷野里面受试探， Satan 都是用神的话。
See Jesus when he was tempted in the wilderness, tested there, and Satan used only God's word.
你看第六章讲什么？ 很有道理， 他解释的很有道理啊。
So what the preacher says seems to be reasonable, well explained.
他说在这里所讲的所重的要受的，你要上下文，你要看第六节，看第八节，这好像三位句一样的，三名字一样的，中间你就看到上下文，你就知道他中间这个十七，这个第七节是到底是怎么解释的。
He says you got to study your Bible in context. You got to know what's saying before the verse and after the verse, so you can understand what Galatians 6:8 says.
弟兄姊妹，这里讲什么你知道吗？ 他说，这是讲到那个道理上受教的，应当把所有的一切供给那些施教，那就是奉献，不要忘掉奉献。
Brothers and sisters, you know, he who's been taught has to give things materially to those who teach it, who teach. So this is a contribution offering, financial offering.
第七节说，不要知其神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么，是指什么讲的？
Verse 7, do not be deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever man sows, that he will also reap. What does this allude to?
就是你奉献少，你就收的少；你奉献多，就收的多。你对着那些施教的、那些传道人、那些牧师在讲道，你奉献给他多，你就收的多。
He says, according to him, that if you contribute financially more to those who preach, then you will receive more financially. And to reverse it is also true. If you contribute sparsely, and you would receive less.
他也举了一些圣经，就是哥林多后书第九章，的确是你种的多，收的也是多，也是指着这个 offering 来讲的。
And the second Corinthians chapter 9, he also uses to prove that what he says is that if you give abundantly, you will receive abundantly. If you give sparingly, you will receive sparingly.
弟兄姊妹，我们要好好的读圣经。他这里说你种的是什么，收的是，不是说你种的多就收的多。 假如他是讲种的多收的多，那你可能可以把它连起来。但是这里说是你种的是什么，你收的也是什么。你从情欲杀种的，从情欲所败坏。但是他这个情欲怎么解释？他说这个情欲是指着你为着自己顾虑自己将来的生活，顾虑自己的需要，所以你不舍得这个不敞开的把这个钱奉献给那些施教的，所以你结果呢你就要败坏。他是这样解释，你看见吗？
And brothers and sisters, look at verse 7. The verse is not saying if you give more, you'll receive more. It says whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. And verse 8, it says, he who sows to his flesh, according to the preacher, he says, if you're so concerned about your own needs, then you won't be able, you won't contribute more to those who preach financially.
所以你就从情欲受败坏，他是硬解释这段。And
that's how you reap corruption.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，我没有时间，我再解释这段经文。你们自己好好的去读。I
really don't have time to explain.
弟兄姊妹，在新约不但是一处地方，我们可以找到十几处的地方，你种的是什么，收的也是什么。神是轻慢不得的。 是不偏待人的，你不行不义的，一定要得到不义的。
Brothers and sisters, I don't have time to go into this verse, but you yourself do your homework. Not only once here it says, you reap what you sow, but even in the New Testament, there are more than 10 times it speaks of the same theme. And if you do unrighteousness, you will receive judgment from the Lord.
这是哥罗西书第三章最后的一节。
This is from Colossians chapter 3, the very last verse.
你们常，你们婚姻人人都应当尊重，常不可以玷污，勾芡行刑的，神必定要报应。
This is from Hebrews 13, honor your best. And,
你的婚姻人人都应当尊重。
Honor the marriage bed, respect your marriage.
若是你行刑的，都要受到报应。
For fornication will be repaid.
弟兄姊妹，你还可以找到很多很多的地方啊！弟兄姊妹，我们要看见今天这个时代，就是不是教你教导你怎样舍去自己，怎样的否认自己，看你自己，降卑你自己，乃是你一切都是为着自己。
Brothers and sisters, in today's environment, nothing is being taught to deny yourself, to disavow yourself. Instead, it's for your own interest, it's for your own self-esteem. Everything is for yourself.
圣经教导我们要以基督的心为心。
But the Bible teaches that we should have this mind that which was also in Christ.
基督教导我们要舍己，背着十字架，跟随我们。
Christ teaches that we need to deny ourselves and follow after him.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天看见。
Brothers and sisters, today we have seen this problem in today's world.
我们上次提到《创世纪》的第四十九章，雅各的一个祷告说：“耶和华，我素来等候你的救恩。”
last time we mentioned in Genesis 49 that Jacob says, "O Lord, I have waited for your salvation."
弟兄姊妹，雅各的祷告要成为我们的祷告。Brothers
and sisters, that Jacob's prayer also become ours.
我们没有办法脱离自己。
There is no way we can get rid of ourselves.
我们没有办法救自己。
And there is no way we can save ourselves.
我们实在是没有办法舍去自己。
And there is no way we can disown ourselves.
主啊，我们就在这里仰望你自己的救恩。
Oh Lord, here we can only wait for your salvation.
你来拯救我。
You come to save us.
你来拯救我脱离哪一个自己。
You come to deliver me
from myself. 不是你不来拯救我脱离这个自己，我没有办法从自己里面出来。
If you do not come to deliver and save myself, then there is no way I can come out of it.
弟兄姊妹，雅各他看见，若是你活在自己的里面，有一天你要被自己所毁坏，你知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, Jacob saw this. If you continue to live in yourself, one day you will be destroyed by yourself.
我们自己要把自己毁掉。
We ourselves will destroy our being.
你看见扫罗王，
Saul, in 1 Samuel.
我们看见神要叫他把这个亚玛力人全部的消灭掉。
God told him to kill utterly all the Amalekites.
结果怎么样？
But what happened?
扫罗没有舍得把亚玛力人全部的消灭掉。
Saul did not kill all Amalekites.
亚玛利人也好，腓力斯人也好，这个摩押也好，亚门也好，都是指着我们那个肉体的各个方面。Whether
it's Amalekites, Amorites, Philistines, Amorites, they all speak of a different aspect of our soul.
神那时候已经对摩西他们讲了，他说你世世代代要同亚玛利人征战。
God has already said throughout generations you will fight with the Amorites.
但是扫罗没有把他们全部消灭。
But Saul did not slay them completely.
但是我们知道最后扫罗就是被腓力斯人杀死的。
And in the end, we know that Saul was killed by Philistines.
我们知道腓力斯也好，这个亚玛利，我已经讲，都是指着我们肉体、我们的天然、我们的亚当、我们的所魂的那个生命来讲的。
And I mentioned already that all these four people, whether it's Philistines, Amalekites, Amorites, Ammonites, they all speak of the parts, aspects of our natural being and natural souls.
你不把自己除掉，有一天你毁掉自己。
If you do not destroy yourself, life, one day you will destroy your own life.
你看看我们所罗门王。
Take a look at our King Solomon.
这是最智慧的一位王。
This is the wisest king.
这也是耶和华所爱的一个王。
And this is also a king loved by God.
但是你去看尼希米第十三章，尼希米对所罗门最后的结论是怎么样的一个评价？
But it,
好可惜啊，好可怜啊。
If you read Nehemiah chapter 13, what's the final conclusion of Nehemiah on Solomon? It's quite a shame.
哎呀，所罗门竟然也犯了这样的罪。
It says Solomon committed sins like this.
所罗门有一段时间一直是为着自己，为着自己。
There was a period of time Solomon was for only for himself.
你去看《传道书》第二章。
And in Ecclesiastes chapter 2.
《传道书》第二章的第一节到第十三节这一段
From verse 1 to verse 13
我们看见最少有十五六次十六七次提到我我我我
And at least 16 or 17 times the very word I is being mentioned over and over again
所罗门他说我为着自己动大的工程建造房屋栽种葡萄园为着自己
He says I planted vineyards I've built great houses for myself
哎呀我为着自己积蓄钱财积蓄金银财宝为着自己
I have accumulated wealth silver and gold for myself
哎，以至于我事业昌大
So that I have a great career business
我在耶路撒冷超过了所有的人呐、啊。
So that in Jerusalem I fare far exceedingly well than anybody else.
哎呀，你看这个自己何等的高，何等的珍贵，何等的荣耀。
Oh, look at himself, is so high, so glorious, so magnificent.
哎呀，我眼中所求的没有一样不叫我得着的，我心中所乐的，我从来没有禁止一样我不享受的，我我我我我。
I will never desire any, I will never deny any desires from my eyes or withhold anything from the pleasure of my heart.
所罗门最大的，所罗门最大的偶像就是他自己。
Therefore, the greatest idol for King Solomon is himself.
我上次讲到这个。创世纪第四十九章这里讲的雅各的祷告我所来等候你的救恩前面我们就看见代自派我想上次我就讲过不重复了
And the last time I also share with you the tribe of Dan I will not repeat again but then after the tribe of Dan the Bible says Jacob says Lord I have been waiting for your soul
这个时候就是救我脱离这些偶像
to save me from all these idols
哎呀，我没有办法脱离这些。
There's no way I can deliver myself.
我求你来把这些偶像都打碎、都打破、都毁掉。
Oh Lord, come to shatter, to break all these idols.
这个 idol 就是我自己啊。
This idol is our very self.
我所敬拜的就是这个 idol.
That I worship is this myself.
我没有办法救自己。
And there's no way I can save myself.
神啊，求你来拯救。
Oh God, come to deliver me.
我们刚刚念的以赛亚书第二十六章也是这个意思。
And Isaiah chapter 26. We just read speaks the same thing.
耶和华，我要在你审判的路上等候你。
Oh Lord, we have been waiting for you in the way of your judgment.
你来管教我。
Come to chasten me.
你来纠正我。
Come to correct me.
你来改正我。
Come to rectify me.
我三十年的以赛亚第三十章，以艰难当兵，困苦当水。结果你就看到我的偶像就出去了。
And Isaiah 30, last time I read it to you that the Lord would give me the bread of adversity, the water of affliction, and in the end, my idol would be removed.
他说我要玷污我的偶像。
I would defile my idols.
我要把那一些这个银子包的那些偶像，涂金的那些偶像，都把它玷污掉。
All the graven images overlaid with silver, I will defile them, throw them away.
本来是那样的宝贝，都是金的，都是银的，哎呀，多宝贝啊！我这个鸡啊。
I used to treasure these silver, these gold images. Oh, I just love it, and I treasure them so much. This is to treasure yourself.
但是经过神的管教，经过神的整治。
But through God's chastening, through God's
correction. 我现在看见这个太。误会了，太肮脏了，我要颠覆它。
Now I see them being dirty, filthy. I want to defile them.
我要把它丢弃。
I will throw them away.
我要对偶像说离开我吧。
I will say this to the idols, be gone.
你走吧。
Go away.
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你就看到今天神为什么要管教我们，多少时候就是在这个方面，要打破我们自己，要破碎我们自己，对付我们自己，致使我们这个己。
Brothers and sisters, now you know why in so many ways God wants to chasten, to discipline us, so that we will empty ourselves, we'll deny ourselves, so we will break our very own self.
弟兄姊妹，你不要一看到这个审判这个字，好像很受不了一样的审判，好像我们还要受审判吗？
Brother, do not think that once you look at the word judgment, you say, oh, cannot take it. Are we going to be judged?
你看哥林多前书第十一章怎么讲？
Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 11.
在薄饼的时候，保罗提到这一段。
Now, at breaking the bread,
他说你们若分辨自己，就不至于受审，审就是 judge。
He says, if you judge yourself, then you will not be judged by God.
我们受审是受主的整治。
When we are judged, we are being disciplined by God.
我们免得叫我们与世人一同的定罪。
So that we will not be condemned together with the world.
弟兄姊妹，今天你所种的每一件事你都要收，今天你把自己当作偶像，有一天你要收。
Brothers and sisters, in everything you reap what you sow today, if you think, consider yourself as an idol, then you will also receive it.
我不相信我们还有一千年要在黑暗的里面还要受管教。
I do not believe that we will be chastened and corrected, in darkness in the millennium kingdom.
弟兄姊妹，今天管教就在今世。
Beloved, God's chastening is for today.
神爱我们的，他就必管教。
Him whom he loved, he will chasten.
箴言第十一章第三十一节怎么讲的？连义人尚且今在世受报，何况罪人和作恶的人呢？义人在这个世界上尚且要受报，何况那些作恶的罪人呢？
Proverbs 11:31 says, even the righteous will be compensated, let alone the sinners the evil.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天受报就在今世。
Brothers and sisters, we will be repaid today.
神要管教我们。
God will chasten us.
神要整治我们。
God will correct us.
诗篇六十六篇说，神啊，你试炼我们，熬炼我们，就像熬炼银子一样。
In Psalm 66, the psalmist says, Lord, you test us, you refine us as silver is refined.
他说，你是人坐车砸过我的头，你使我进了网络，你把重担压在我的身上，叫我经过水火到我丰富之地。
You let me into the net, you caused me to ride over my head, you have laid this oppressive burden upon my loins.You made me go through fire and water into a place of abundance.
今天我们就有一个祷告说，求神来审判我们。
Today we only have this one prayer, Lord, judge us.
救我们脱离这些偶像。
Deliver us from all the idols.
救我们脱离我们的自己。
Deliver us from our own selves.
我只有靠着你的救恩。
Only by your salvation.
你十字架的救恩。
By the salvation of your cross.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得十字架的救恩有两个角度。
Beloved, let's remember this. There are two perspectives.To the salvation of the cross.
但是今天有太多基督徒只知道十字架救恩的一个角度。
But so many people today only know of the one part of the salvation of the cross.
他没有看到另外一个角度。
They haven't seen the other perspective.
弟兄姊妹，第一个角度我们都感谢神，十字架，十字架，永远是我的荣耀。
Now, as to this first perspective, we all thank God.Because the cross, forever my glory.
十字架除去了我所有的罪孽，十字架除去了我所有的定罪审判，将来的审判。
The glory has taken away all my sins, all my judgments of the age to come.
十字架的救恩好像把大扫把一样的，把我所有的那一些，一些因素，反面的因素全部扫光了。
The salvation of the cross is just like a big broom. It just sweeps clean of all my negative elements.
哎呀，我们本来在神的面前的光景，我们是被神定罪的。
Now, originally before God, we are to be condemned.
我们因着我们的那个罪性，因着我们的罪行，在神的审判定罪，
Because of our sinful acts, because of our sinful nature, we're always under His condemnation, His judgment. Under His wrath. And this is in the sight of God. And before Satan, we have been so worked up, so damaged to the very extremist possible situation. And we simply are Satan's children. We are under his dominion. We now under the sway of the evil one. Completely, we just obey him.
弟兄姊妹, 我们将来的结局就是魔鬼去的地方。
Brothers and sisters, our final result, outcome is to go to the place where Satan stays.
我们是在撒旦面前的光景，我们在自己里面的光景怎么样？
This is the our state before Satan. What is the our own state within us?
哎呀，我们在母亲怀中，我们就有了罪。一离开母腹，我们就犯了罪。我们是在罪孽里面生的，大卫说。
And David says that we are brought forth in iniquity. My mother conceived me in sins.
我们从小就有恶念在我们里面，幼年以来就有恶念。
From our childhood, we have had this evil thought.
不是光是到年纪大的人家骂我们年老的人的老奸巨猾。
It's not until you reach an old age that people will say you, oh, this tricky, treacherous old man.
不是到了老年才这样的。
It's not so.
圣经告诉我们在年幼的时候就这样的。
It's not so you become tricky when you reach the old age. The Bible teaches that you are like this when you are young.
我们肉体里面没有点良善。
There is no goodness in our flesh.
我们没办法顺服神的律，我们也讨厌神的律法。
There is no way for us to be subject to God's law, and we abhor it.
我们人心比万物都诡诈，坏到极处。
And our heart is most treacherous, most more corrupt than anything else.
我们并且不能改变自己。 我们像暴一样的身上的斑点，像骨身人的皮肤，没有办法改变我们自己。
And there is no way we can change us. It's just like the leopard doesn't change its spots, like the Ethiopians cannot change their skin color.
我们是与神为仇的，为敌的。
We are enemies to our God.
我们是没有指望，没有平安的，在世上。
Without hope, without peace in this world.
这是我们里面的光景。
And this is our inner state.
我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
十字架的救恩，一个角度就是他把我们所有这些都这样扫把一样的扫干净。
Through the cross, through the salvation of the cross, from one perspective, and it's like God has been sweeping clean all these negative things from us. Now we have received His life. We have become God's children.
So, therefore,
from this perspective, you will forever thank God, praise Him, saying that a cross be my glory forever into the even unto the time when we see him.
弟兄姊妹，这是十字架的一个角度。
Brother and sister, but this is only one perspective of the salvation of the cross.
还有另外一个角度。
There is another perspective to it.
哎呀，多少神的儿女不熟悉。
And that so many of God's children do not know.
我们也不愿意接受。
Nor are we willing to accept it.
我们也不追求。
Nor do we pursue after it.
我们绝对不会像雅各这样的祷告，耶和华，我数来等候你的救恩。
We would never utter the same prayer as Jacob did. Lord, I have been waiting for your salvation.
更不会像以赛亚那个祷告，耶和华，我在你审判的路上等候你。
Nor would we pray like Isaiah, saying, Lord, I have been waiting for you in the way of judgment.
这一方面的十字架，我们非常的讨厌。
We simply detest this part of the cross.
所以保罗在加拉太书第五章他说，我若是传割礼，十字架讨厌的地方就没有了。
So Paul in Galatians 5 says, if I continue to preach circumcision, then the offense of the cross would cease.
一讲到这个十字架，我们就讨厌。
The moment we speak of the cross, we just don't like it.
正像保罗在大马士路上遇见主一样。
Just as Paul met the Lord on the way to Damascus.
这一天开始，他也看见了十字架。From
that day on, he also saw the cross.
从这一天开始，他不是主人了。From
then on, he was no longer his own master.
他是一个仆人了。He
was a servant.
他所有的一切都要跟随主，顺服主，听从主，舍己背十字架。
All he had to do is to deny himself, to follow after him, to take up his cross.
没有自己的路，没有自己的拣选，没有自己的喜好，没有自己的决定，没有自己。 的选择。
There is no longer any of his own liking, his choice, and his will, his own emotions.
弟兄姊妹，这是十字架讨厌的地方。
Brother and sister, this is the offense of the cross.
但是弟兄姊妹，今天我们不接受那个十字架的另外一个角度的话，我们怎么改变？我们怎么能够变化？我们的魂怎么能够蒙到拯救？
Brother,
我们怎么能够像基督一样？我们怎么能够有基督的心能够为心？
Brother and sisters, if you do not accept this perspective of the cross, how can you be changed, be transformed? How could you follow the Lord? How could you have the mind of Christ?
到最后我们把自己毁灭掉了。
In the end, the outcome is you destroy your own self.
就是我们属灵的追求到最后也变成属灵的骄傲的一个人。
So in the end, your spiritual pursuit will become your spiritual pride.
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢神。
Brothers and sisters, we thank God.
神要拯救我们。
God will deliver us.
神要把我们从自己里面拯救出来。
God will deliver us.Us from ourselves.
我们能像保罗一样，我现在活着的不再是我，是基督在我里面活着。
So we could say just like Paul did, it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in us.
保罗到最后他看见十字架不是讨厌的。
So in the end, Paul sees that cross not being repulsive.
所以他最后到加拉太第六章，他说你们不要再干扰我。
So at the end of the Galatians chapter 6, Paul says, do.Not trouble me anymore.
我身上带着耶稣基督的印记。
I always carry this brand mark in me, of Jesus in me.
你们再不要这个影响我，不要改变我。
Now no one come to impact me to try to change me.
不要用任何的理论、任何的途径、想法、看法来改变我的看法。
Don't try to change my thinking through any of your own thoughts, any of your own ideas.
我已经走定了这条路。
I'm set on this way.
另外一支落不落地死了仍然是一列，死了才能结出许多的枝粒。
If a grain does not fall into the ground and dies, he remains alone. Only when he dies, but if he dies, it brings forth many grains.
基督爱我，为我舍己。
And Christ loved me, he gave himself.
是他的爱在哪里激励我
？It is his love.That continues to compel me.
我甘心情愿地把自己舍掉，跟随我的主。
And willingly, freely, I want to deny myself to follow my Lord.
我是一个侍奉主的人。
I'm the one who serves.
我是主的一个奴仆。
I am the bond slave of my Lord.
我要舍去自己的生命。
I want to deny, give away my own life.
爱惜生命的。要失去失丧生命。
He who loves his soul will lose his life.
在今世恨恶自己生命的，要得到生命，得到永生。
But he who hates his life in the world will receive his eternal life.
人若服侍我，就当跟随我。
He who serves me should be with me.
我在哪里服侍我，人也在哪里。
Wherever I am, there he should be.
一个服侍主的人就走主的路。
He who serves the Lord just walk in the Lord's way.
主的路就舍己背十字架。
And the Lord's way is to deny yourself to take up the cross.
主的路就是舍掉自己，否定自己，没有自己。
The Lord's way is to deny disown yourself without yourself.
人若服侍我，我父也尊重他。
He who serves me, my Father will honor him.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
愿主的话能够激励我们，他的爱来激励我们。
May the Lord again constrains us, it encourages us.
我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我。
I'm crucified with the Lord. It is no longer I who live.
不再是我，但是底下他怎么讲
？Although Paul says so, what does he continue to say?
我如今活着的，他不是已经钉十字架？怎么他接下来他说，并且我如今肉身活着的，是因信神的儿子而活，因为他爱我，为我死。他不是死掉了吗？现在怎么他肉身中他又活着呢
？He says the life I now live in my flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Since he said before he died already, why is it Paul says he was alive?
一个是 new 我，一个是新的我，一个是旧的我。
Here we see two new I and old I.
我都。旧的我里面没有主的生命在里头。
The old I has no God's life within.
那个旧的我里面是一个凭自己而活、为自己而活、靠自己而活的人。
The old I lives for himself, by himself, and with himself.
是一个活出自己的人。
It's simply to live out himself.
但是新的人不一样。
But this is a new creation, new eyes different.
这个新的人是主活在他的里面。
In this new eye, it's the Lord lives within.
他有了主的生命在里面。
He has the Lord's life within.
不但在灵里面，也在他魂的里面。
Not only in his spirit, but also in his soul.
在他的心思，在他的意念，在他的志向。心知在他的情感的里面。
The Lord lives in his thoughts, in his intents, in his emotion, in his will.
不是他说他已经没有他的意志了，没有他自己的情感了，不是这个意思。
It's not saying Paul has no his own emotions or his own thoughts.
他的心思意念与主的心思意念调和在一起。
But his thoughts, his intents are so mingle together with the Lord.
他的心思意念比以前格外的智慧，比以外格外的聪明，格外的有谋略。
Now, as to his thoughts, his intents, he becomes wiser. He has better counsel.
他的心思意念比以前更丰富了。
And even more abundant than before.
但是这个智慧是属天的，是属灵的，属主的智慧，不是属地的，属魔鬼的。
However, this wisdom is from above, is heavenly from God, is not from the devil, not earthly.
不是说他没有情感的。
It's not saying Paul does not have any emotion.
哎呀，保罗比任何人的情感还要丰富。
Oh, Paul is even more emotional than others.
他的情感与主的情感调和在一起。
However, his emotions are so combined, well
combined
with the Lord.
喜乐的时候正是喜乐。
When Paul was joyful, oh, he was so joyful.
哎呀，他忧伤的时候正是忧伤，正是忧愁，正是难过。
But when he was grieving, he was really, really sorrowful.
他流的眼泪可能比我们中间任何的人流的眼泪多。
And I believe the tears he shed should be much, many, many more than those of ours.
我看见报纸说，女人一生呢，流的眼泪大概几个月才流眼泪啊。
And I read the news. The newspaper says that women tend to shed their tears in every few months.
这个几个月的时间在流眼泪啊，整个一个一生呢，几十年呢。
Throughout, if you count it this way, then. That's 10 plus years throughout this woman's life. This woman is crying.
我想这是女人。
And this is these are women.
我想保罗流的眼泪比女人还要流得多。
And so to me, it seems Paul shed more tears than women.
但是他的难过是主的难过。
However, his grief, his sorrow is the Lord's.
是主的情感同他的情感。
Therefore, the Lord's emotions are so well combined with Paul's.
主保罗不是没有意志了，保罗的意志比以前格外的刚强。
Now, it's not that Paul has no more of his own will. Instead, his will is even stronger.
他刚强的时候刚强，温柔的时候温柔。
So when he's strong, Paul is strong. When he's gentle, he is gentle.
他那个刚强的时候站立得住。
When he's strong, he's able to stand tall.
他温柔的时候，他能够扑下去，扑下去。
But when he's gentle, he's able to prostrate down.
刚的时候刚，温柔的时候温柔。
So he's strong at the time he needs to be strong. He is gentle at the time he needs to be gentle.
所以保罗说，并且我如今肉身活着的，是因信神的儿子而活，因为他爱我。
Therefore, Paul says, "The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave Himself."
保罗里面有了主的心为心。
Paul simply had the mind of Christ in his mind.
你去看看保罗的一生经过多少的艰难，多少的困苦。
Consider Paul's life, how many difficulties, afflictions he had been through.
我们看见他蒙了拯救。
But we see he was saved from all these.
不但是灵蒙了拯救，
Not only was
他的魂也蒙了拯救。
His spirit saved, but also his soul.
弟兄姊妹，但愿我们都有像保罗这个心智，我们那个以基督的心，那个伟心。
Brothers and sisters, let's all have this same mind as Paul, that this mind be in you that was also in Christ.
这样教会所有的难处，所有的问题都能够得到解。
So that all the dilemmas, all the thorny issues in the church could be so readily solved.
我们可以同心合意，一心一意，彼此相合。
And then with one mind and with one judgment, we could be perfectly joined together. Your head bowed, please. Let's pray.
主啊，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
主，你不但叫我们灵里面重生。
Not only have you reborn us in spirit.
你还叫我们的魂能够蒙到拯救。
But you have delivered our soul.
我们知道还有一点点时候要来的就要来到。
We know just a little while the one who will come will come.
主啊，义人必因信得生。
Lord, the righteous shall live by faith.
我们退后你就不喜欢。
If we draw back, your soul does not like it.
我们不是退后沉沦的那种人。
And we're not those who draw back to perdition.
我们是因信以至于魂能够得救的人。
But we are those who believe to the salvation of the soul.
愿我们的主是平安的神。
Oh, may our God who grants us the peace.
主啊，你自己使我们全然能够成圣。
Oh Lord, you will sanctify us completely.
使我们灵魂身体都能够得蒙保守。
So that our spirit, soul, and body will be kept.
都能够蒙到拯救。
Will be saved.
这等到主来的那一天。
Until the day our Lord returns.
我们知道召我们的乃是信实的。
We know that he who calls us is faithful.
你必定要成就这事。
You will complete it.
我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
荣耀都归给你。
We give all the glory to you.
愿这些话不突然返回。
May all these words will not return empty.
耶和华，我们素来等候你的救恩。
Oh Lord, we have been waiting for your salvation.
我们在你审判的路上，我们一起来等候你。
And together we'll wait for you in the way of your judgment.
愿耶和华的荣美归在我们的身上。
May the beauty of the Lord rest upon us.
坚定我们所做的工，我们所做的工愿意坚定。
Establish the work of our hands, the work of our hands. Lord, may you establish it.
让你的教会都能够同心合意，彼此和睦。
So that your church will be united with one mind, be harmonious.
这样仁爱平安的神必常与我们众人同在。
So that the God of peace and love will be with all.
我们将祷告祈求仰望圣耶稣基督的名。
We pray and ask and look unto you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.